Originals, Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média de Sériemania 2022.
Dans cet épisode d'Originals, pour l'édition 2024 de Sériemania, on est avec Javier Calvo et Javier Ambrosi, qu'on peut connaître sous le pseudo de Los Javis en espagnol, qui viennent présenter la Messias présente dans le panorama international. Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Bonjour.
Muy bien.
Perfect.
So you have been both the it creative couple in Spain for a few years now, but the French people, maybe we don't know you that well. So I was wondering if you could recommend a project to know you better, which one would it be?
I think they could start with Veneno, because it's a very international story, although it's very local. I think LGBT community and the audience in general, they're going to connect with that story. And then they can go to La Mesías, which is our last show. And it's a big journey and an intense journey.
Full like 360 artists or actors, producers, directors, writers, blah blah blah. which hat do you prefer, and is it like everything or nothing for you?
I'm not an actor anymore. I quit. Yes, I was a teenage actor on a show that I think it aired in France.
It was very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was called Physique Chimie. I'm not an actor anymore. I'm a writer, and because I'm a writer, I'm a director, because I only write. Writing is hell. So I write to direct and I produce to be free. So yes, it's all or nothing with writing, directing and producing. Yes.
Yeah. Like directing something that you didn't write should be something very hard,
yeah,
in my opinion. To me, our stories are so personal and comes from a very natural and personal place. So directing is like a second part of writing, and producing is the same. It's like the same journey. So yeah, I guess it's all or nothing.
So let's talk about La Messias, which is in the competition this year, Panorama International. So what is the pitch? Can you explain the show to us?
Wow, it's a complicated pitch, because it's like a very authorship show. So it would be... Oh, I will have to do some spoilers to pitch it, but it's the story about a family during decades, about trauma that puts the family together and apart. And at the end of the day, it's a story, a drama family with some thriller and some sci-fi, some musical and some religion, about a family that grew up trapped in a house, a part of the world, and how they became viral doing a Christian music band. Complicated pitch.
It's probably your most serious project so far. So is it like a step up from your previous project, as in, you did a musical, you did some mm-hmm. comedies, and now it's, okay, you have some elements of everything, but it's serious.
When you grow up creating and you want to dive in into what creation is, at least for us, you understand you shouldn't... trick the audience. You should go in as real as possible, without lying and without things that makes you wanna manipulate the viewer. So I guess that's what maturity and seriousness means here. It's naked of. Oh, this is dramatic, so I'm gonna jolly in, or I'm gonna play this music. No, it's hard, it's raw, and and you feel you're inside those situations, because this movie, this show talks about child abuse, talks about traumatic childhood, and talks about fanatism. So those are really serious subjects, and we didn't wanna. Yeah, we wanted to be as distant and not manipulating as possible, because I think that's how you treat serious subjects.
I guess that when we were growing as an artist and at the beginning of our career, our projects said, love me all the time, like, love me, like me, see me, watch me, be with me. And La Mesías is rawer. It is what it is. Do you like it? Okay. Do you not like it? Okay. It is very honest in this way. It's not pretending to be like, oh, like me. It's not tricking anyone. It's like, it's a very raw and complex author drama about the complexities of growing up in religious fanaticism.
But it was very well received in Spain.
Well, that was surprising.
Yeah.
Because when you risk as an author, you are always afraid. You're like, okay, people will like it or not. And people loved it. And I guess that's because audiences nowadays, they know a lot. And they are sick and tired of the algorithm. I guess audiences, they don't want anymore to be like, oh, I know when the end of the show is coming. I know the plot line. I know the MacGuffin, the whatever. It's like, they know everything. So they are eager. They are willing to find shows that are new and different and that comes from a place of truth, of, I guess.
Yeah, we need to take the audience seriously, because I think if you look at them over the shoulder, you always lose. I think audience are mature enough and compelling enough to see things that are original, different, and creating something new. I think we have to make the algorithm. We shouldn't let the algorithm shape us.
Yeah, it's like now, like, there's a lot of ideas about the pilot should be that way, and the second episode that way, and at the 15 minute you have to do this and this and this and this. There's a lot of rules that really put us aside of art, and art is before the rules. And I think that's something we don't have to forget when we are writing. Like, maybe the pilot could be the way you want to be. It's not like a pilot is not supposed to hook people. It's supposed to show a part of the story. And maybe it's a weird part, and maybe it's a new part. I don't think we have to write like in a
specific way.
Yeah.
I get hooked when I'm surprised.
When you lift the
when
story.
I'm surprised. And when I'm moved, and when I see truth.
So the show stars Macarena Garcia.
Mm-hmm. It's my sister.
I know, that's what I'm going to say. So since she's your sister, did you have her in mind when you wrote Irene?
Yeah. We usually write for specific actors, and we wrote this main role for my sister. Because she's the best. She's one of the best actresses in Spain, and she's my sister. And the story is about being related. It's about siblings. It's about how we relate with our own family. So it was very, very magic to work with my sister in a show about brotherhood. So directing my own sister, it was magic, and it also healed me in a way, because we could put in the show our own experiences and family traumas.
So religion is very, very anchored in Spain. I was wondering, you know, how do you balance being religious and being part of the queer community?
Mm. We are not religious.
Yeah, I don't even have a background, a religious background, but I think
on one side it's about beliefs, and on the other hand it's about manipulation. So I write about beliefs because I need, now we fight a lot to be on our, like, to be alive as queer community, and I feel now I need that spirituality that I don't have. So I think when we grow up and we grow old, we're gonna say, well, what do we believe now? Like, how are we gonna save ourselves? How are we gonna face emptiness? No. So I guess I write about spirituality because of that, because I don't have it. But I also find interesting how manipulative religion could be. I think Monse, the mother, represents that, like the use of beliefs in order to manipulate and say you're not good, you're evil, you don't deserve to be part of the community, you don't deserve, you're not good. Being trapped, like these children, they grew up trapped outside of society, and it reflects us on being queer. Like when I grew up, I felt trapped in the town.
There wasn't anything for me, because I felt so different from everyone. And watching movies and watching shows, it opened a window for me, and I could see there was world bigger, and there might be a place for me. So yeah, so.
And about the power of movies to save you.
What's the process between you two as a couple? I mean, when does the work stop, or are you always talking about work?
We work all the time, so. Or maybe we don't work. We live. We don't have a personal and a professional life. We share life and friends and work and writing and directing and producing. We do it all the time at the same time together. So it's like we are one. So we are very used to, because we didn't do it separately, never. So it's our way to do it. It's very natural. It's how we would do it. It's like, we share the stories and we debate ideas and we talk with the actors together. So we do it all the time together because we have a deep connection, I guess.
Yeah, and that search for spirituality, I think I find it in creation. I think that's where I find a sense of of meaning in life. We're watching a Spanish show called Nos Vemos en Otra Vida. It's good. It's about the terrorist attack on Madrid on 11th of March.
Well, thank you very much, and we hope to see La Messias soon in France.
Thank you. I wish.
Originals. Originals. Découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média de Sériemania 2022.